I'm John Batchelor. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio, the New World Report, with my colleagues, Maria Fernanda Cabal, a senator in the Colombia legislature. She is in Bogota. And Joseph Umar of Secure Free Society, the executive director. He is in the Washington area. I mentioned that we're going to cover the waterfront of crises and doubts and unknowns in Latin America, Central America, South America, with the new Biden administration. But certainly pressing everyone is the story of the border surge of people seeking refuge in the U.S. And Joseph Umar, his Secure Free Society Facebook page, is hosting a webinar for everyone to watch and participate in by commenting on Wednesday the 24th, one day hence, Wednesday the 24th. It'll be a live stream in the afternoon. To know the details on Wednesday, tomorrow, go to Joseph's site at Secure Free Society. I begin with the border crisis. And Maria, I've learned recently about something that apparently was well known in your country and throughout Central America for many decades, which is that the jungles, the Pan-American Highway breaks between a city in Panama and a city in Colombia. They're 60 or 70 miles without highway. It is largely a jungle. The way to get across is either by boat from one side to the other or to walk through the jungle. The refugee crisis that we see at the border on television and video and the newspaper reporting is the end road of where people are coming from. What I've learned is your country is used as a funnel. People arrive in Colombia, they take a bus and travel to the border and then walk that gap between the Pan-American Highway and the Pan-American Highway through the Darien Gap, it's called. It's a park, the Darien Park. It is exceedingly dangerous. And what surprised me was where the people are coming from. These are not Latin American only. The countries named to me by someone who'd recently been there was Nepal, Iraq, Congo, South Africa. Oh, there are many varieties of people coming, and they didn't all just come in the last week. Some have been traveling for years trying to get into America, and the news is now driving their impulse to walk, take buses, pay smugglers to get all the way to the Mexican border. Is this a big story in Colombia? I know it's an old story, but is the new surge a big story in Colombia, and is there anything to be done? Good evening to you, Maria.
Good evening, John. This has been an old-time story. This geographical location from Colombia, which has the Atlantic Ocean and the Pacific, and connects South America with Central America, it's the reason why these migrants are coming since very long time ago. But as you are saying today, there are more nationalities, adding more nationalities from very far regions. Originally, it happened with the Cubans, as I mentioned in your program before. The Cubans, the Haitians, and some few African people that came from different countries of Africa. And 3 years ago, 4 years ago, a disaster happened with Santos' government when a lot of these migrants were stocked. They didn't have anything to eat. People were trying to feed him, people from the region, which are also poor people, but they could feed them. The Red Cross was there, the ACNUR, but the migration authorities at the times of President Santos wanted to push them out. At that time, I remember that one woman and most of the families ran away through the jungle, the Darien, as you mentioned, which is a deep tropical forest which divides us from Panama. And it's very dangerous because there is smugglers everywhere. There is drug trafficking, migrant trafficking, weapons, armor, illegal weapons go back and forth. So at that time, I remember that a lady died when she was trying to hide in the jungle. So currently, it's more people coming from everywhere. More Asians, more Africans. And this, it became like a normal from the abnormality. What was not normal, but not as spread as it is today, has been increasing in people and in the dangers of their lives, because all of them want to cross the U.S. border.
Joseph, the reporting suggests that something has changed, that the number of unaccompanied children arriving at the Mexican-American border is strikingly climbing quickly. In addition, the caravans, once pictured with huge photographs of long lines of people walking, are now broken up into pockets arriving differently at the border. They're not, as we just talked about with Maria, they're not all from the triangle of Honduras, El Salvador, and Guatemala. Is Mexico an answer to this? Has Mexico backed away from its responsibility of its own borders? How do you account for this incredible phenomenon that's going on right now, overwhelming U.S. authorities, Joseph?
Well, good evening, John. I think we're certainly in a crisis along our U.S. southwest border with Mexico, and there's several contributing factors. I think, obviously, there is some pent-up demand. Last time we had this kind of border crisis was in 2019 under the Trump administration, and we all remember that President Trump had to close down the border at a point because it was overwhelming our infrastructure and authorities along the border. But we're on pace now to surpass that crisis. Things continue, the numbers continue as they're going. We had 168% increase just from the last month. We're going to have almost an unprecedented border crisis in a matter of a few months. But there's policies. I think there's policy implications as well. I mean, there were some very early policies by the Biden administration that maybe had good intentions but really had bad results. One was to eliminate those third-party agreements with Central America, with those Northern Triangle countries of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. That was a bad idea because the reason we had that was so that we can alleviate the infrastructure at the border so that we don't have this capacity problem that we're currently seeing. And the second was he returned to the failed catch and release policies of the Obama administration, which is an incentive. It's a perverse incentive that tells migrants that essentially if you just make it to the border, even if it's not clear you're going to be allowed, admitted legally into the border, they'll still release you inside U.S. territory, and from then you can disappear and you'll be an undocumented illegal immigrant, but nonetheless you made it. So that's a perverse incentive. And I think that as you were talking with Senator Cabal, there's a huge business behind a lot of this stuff. I mean, the human smuggling business is booming right now. And the head of Southern Command, Admiral Fowler, that's the combatant command that's responsible for Latin America, he just gave a very compelling testimony to the Senate last week. And one of the things he highlighted in his testimony was the human smuggling facilitators. They make upwards of $350 million a year. That's about $10,000 to $50,000 per migrant. And they're shopping from all over the world. They're going to South Asia, Middle East, North Africa, and they're finding people that want to come to the United States, and they're literally paying them, they're paying to be able to come, even into that long trip from South America to Central America. So there's a huge business incentive. And a lot of these smugglers, they're taking the words that the Biden administration has said and a soft stance on illegal immigration, and they're using that as essentially a sales pitch to the migrants and saying, if we just get you to the border, you're absolutely guaranteed to get in. Look at what they've said. And this has caused this phenomenon. So there's all these contributing factors. There's policies, there's rhetoric, there's also a pent-up demand. And the bad news is this is going to probably get worse. Latin America is in a very precarious situation in the post-COVID environment. It's one of the hardest hit regions economically. The IMF says it will take probably till 2025 before per capita increases will recover. The World Bank says there might be 53 million people added that will fall below the poverty line. So unfortunately, I think the migration situation is going to get worse. And then the worst situation, the nightmare situation, is when the Central American migrant outflows that are going to the border will connect with the Venezuelan refugees that have been mostly heading south into South America. But at some point, they may end up heading north. And when that connects, that's going to create a very bad problem for the United States and our border security.
Joseph, you just provided an explanation for a strange story I had about a man, a Sikh, standing at the edge of the Darien Gap, waiting. And he was asked, "What are you waiting for?" And he said, "My friends." He was from Nepal, and he was waiting to meet his friends from Nepal. they were solicited by those human traffickers. That explains why they were there. And he traveled all this distance to wait for his friends to walk to America. That's the story he told. And he was very happy about it, Joseph. He wasn't gloomy. He was getting his money's worth. At the beginning of the Darien Gap, a jungle filled with smugglers, with all kinds of human crime, and no defenses whatsoever for the families in sandals walking to America. Joseph Vermeier, the Secure Free Society Executive Director, Senator Maria Fernanda Cabal of the Columbia Legislature. This is the new John Batchelor Show, represented by CBS News Radio.